This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new poll shows Colorado voters support bans on social media for kids and bans on cell phones in the classroom. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than 70% of voters back banning children under the age of 16 from social media platforms. Nearly 80% back banning cell phones in classrooms. The worry cuts across party lines. By a 40% margin, voters say new data centers bring more downsides than benefits, specifically citing water scarcity. Younger Coloradans are most familiar with data centers and most concerned about expanding them. Still, Coloradans are using artificial intelligence more than ever. Usage is up 15 points since November. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Albertsons says it's reached a $774 million settlement to resolve opioid-related claims. They were brought against the company by state, local, and tribal governments. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado will receive at least $32 million from the multi-state settlement, according to Attorney General Phil Weiser. The company operates Albertsons and Safeway grocery stores in Colorado. Albertsons faced lawsuits alleging its company's pharmacies didn't do enough to prevent the overuse of opioids. Colorado is now set to get more than $900 million from national opioid settlements. The national crisis has fueled addiction and deaths, and states like Colorado have sued manufacturers and distributors. The company says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing or liability. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Water restrictions are starting in Manitou Springs after a winter with a record low snowpack. Manitou Springs residents are restricted to outdoor watering on specific days based on house numbers. This is CPR News and KRCC.